Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. Waiting patiently to speak to me is someone who joined us last week to set the scene on the build-up to this apology and the call for it, is Sinn Féin Senator Lynn Boylan. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning to you, and congratulations on the 10-year contract.
Thank you very much, Lynn. It's nice to be able to provide a service for this wonderful county over the next 10 years again, and to acknowledge the support we've had for the last 35. Lynn, what was the moment like yesterday in Dáil Éireann when Simon Harris completed his statement of apology on behalf of the state?
I got to speak to a lot of the families after the apology, and I think the word that kept coming out was bittersweet, but they really appreciated the fact that the apology came fast, and they felt that Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, had listened to them when they met with him on Saturday morning. You know, one of the things they had said was, read the pen portraits and you'll get a sort of an insight into our loved ones, you know, their likes, their dislikes. And I think that was important, that he read lines from those pen portraits onto the Dáil record yesterday. But I think they all sort of felt it was bittersweet because it's taken so long to get here and they have to fight the whole way to do it. But it was welcome that the apology came.
There are so many human stories out there. Antoinette, who I know I tried to speak to last week, and she was so busy, her phone line went dead. And to be fair to all of those who have been through such a traumatic time, we're leaving them alone today. So it's nice to be able to link in with you, because you've been front, left and centre of this, haven't you? Amongst other many, many concerned people. But you've been there. And one person I'd like to pay reference to is fellow journalist Charlie Bird, because I know Charlie Bird had a huge part in keeping the story in the news, didn't he?
That's right, yeah. Charlie was beside the families all the time, and every year at the Stardust Vigil, you know, you would see Charlie would go and stand with the families and speak on their behalf and sort of keeping it in. I think that was the key thing of the campaign, was unfortunately you have to just keep talking about it and keeping it in the media so that the public realise that this hasn't gone away, that the families haven't gotten truth, they haven't gotten answers. So Charlie was a huge ally to the families, as is Christy Moore. We know the history of his song, like the song was banned, he was prosecuted over that song. Now the song is able to be played on the airwaves following that inquest verdict. So you know, there are people who've been staunch allies throughout the years with the families, but ultimate credit goes to those families for never, ever giving up.
I mean, there were many comments made yesterday in Dáil Éireann. Like, I know I'm just reading the front page of the Irish Times, the state should have provided counselling and answers. So, I mean, there was a lot of discussion right out there yesterday. Were you impressed by what you saw, or was it a little bit too little too late, do you think?
I think with all of these things is that now the words have to be followed by action, and that's where the rubber hits the road, so to speak. So the words that were spoken by many contributors yesterday were powerful. The acknowledgement that the state failed the families that had actually, you know, put obstacles in their way all the time when they sought truth. But we now need to see what follows on from that. You know, and one example I gave on the radio yesterday, and I'm sure it's the same for rural constituencies as well, but like the fire brigade service is completely under-resourced. So, you know, if we're going to talk about doing right by those who were unlawfully killed in the Stardust and making sure that nothing like that would ever happen again, we need to implement the recommendations of the jury in the coroner's verdict. But also we need to look at our fire services, and are they fit for purpose and are they resourced? Something else that the families were asking for was around some way of commemorating their loved ones, you know, through a memorial, because again, the only memorial that they have at the moment is a wall on the site of the fire, and that was up to the families again to campaign to get that. And in fairness, the new owner of that site funded that memorial wall, which the Taoiseach visited the night before, right, which people have gone and left flowers at. But again, it wasn't the state that provided any memory of the families and the 48 young people that lost their lives. So I think that would be a very significant step.
What about financial compensation now, financial redress? I know reading many of the reports going into this, a lot of the people who had lost relatives said it was the last thing on their mind. But it has been mentioned quite a lot, Lynn. To what extent will that now come to the forefront, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the first of the families heard of this was Sunday morning when they opened the newspapers, because it hadn't been discussed at the meeting they had with the Taoiseach. And as you said, they're at pains to say this has never been about the money. This is about truth and justice and vindicating their loved ones who were criminalised by the probable arson lie. So it was never about the money. It wasn't discussed in the meeting with the Taoiseach. So at first, I think they were taken aback by the fact that, you know, the Sunday papers were saying, oh, there's going to be a redress scheme. So the one thing that they want is, if there is to be a redress scheme, it's not their priority, but if there is to be one, that they engage with the families and the legal team, because the previous compensation scheme was deeply traumatic for the families. You know, they were made to sign non-disclosure agreements. Some were looking to pursue independent legal challenges, and they were warned if they didn't accept what the compensation that was on the table, they could lose their homes. And you can imagine, I mean, for anybody, that threat is horrific, to think of losing the roof over your head. But for the 1980s and working class communities, that was a very, very traumatic experience for them. So they don't want to go through that again. Yeah. The terms of reference would have to be correct. So engage with the family. Nothing about them without them, I think, is you know, the phrase that they would say.
So, final question, Lynn. Where to now?
Well, now, I mean, we've heard the Attorney General, the Garda Síochána and the Minister for Justice are looking at the findings of the inquest. And so the legal proceedings, that's the ball is in their court. And once they receive the coroner's full report, they'll have to look at that very closely. What can be done is the implementation of the recommendations of the jury around fire regulations, resource the fire brigade, and move now to give the families a fitting memorial that that everybody in the country can go and visit, so that we never forget the 48.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.